ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्हिजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवांशस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववीराः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ओके, लेट अस डू अवर मंत्रास. मुंडकोपनिषद मंत्रास विल रीड टुडे अ संप्रदाय बिकॉज द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ द क्लास वी हैव टू रीड, लेट अस रीड ऑल द मंत्रास वंस. ओम ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः संबभूव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता सब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठां अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत ब्रह्म अथर्वातं पुरोवाच अंगिरे ब्रह्म विद्यां स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवाहाय प्राह भारद्वाजोऽङ्गिरसे परावराम् शौनकोह वै महाशालः अङ्गिरसं विधिवदुपसन्नः पप्रच्छ कस्मिन् भगवो विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति तस्मै सहोवाच द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये इति हस्म यद्ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति परा चैवापरा च तत्रापरा ऋग्वेदो यजुर्वेदः सामवेदोऽथर्ववेदः शिक्षाकल्पो व्याकरणं निरुक्तं छन्दो ज्योतिषमिति अथ परायया तदक्षरमधिगम्यते यत्तदद्रेश्यमग्राह्यमगोत्रमवर्णम् अचक्षुश्रोत्रं तदपाणिपादं नित्यं विभुं सर्वगतं सुसूक्ष्मं तदव्ययं यद्भूतयोनिं परिपश्यन्ति धीराः यथोर्ननाभिसृजते गृह्णते च यथा पृथिव्याम् ओषधयः सम्भवन्ति यथा सतः पुरुषात् केशलो मानी तथाक्षरात् सम्भवतीह विश्वम् तपसा चीयते ब्रह्म ततो नमभिजायते अन्नात् प्राणो मनः सत्यम् लोकाः कर्मसु चामृतम् यः सर्वज्ञः सर्वविद्यस्य ज्ञानमयम् तपः तस्मादेतद्ब्रह्म नाम रूपमन्नम् च जायते इति मुण्डकोपनिषदि मुण्डके प्रथमः खण्डः प्रथमुण्डके द्वितीयः खण्डः. जस्ट् ओन्लि टुडे ऐ एम् रीडिङ्ग् आल् द मन्त्रास् वन्स् देन् वी कम् टु द मन्त्रा वेर् यु हेव् स्टाप्ड् अण्ड् ऐ एक्स्प्लेन् फ्रम् देर्. तदेतत् सत्यम् मन्त्रेषु कर्माणि कवयो यान्यपश्यन् तानि त्रेतायाम् बहुधा सन्ततानि तान्याचरथ नियतम् सत्यकामाः एषवः पन्था सूतस्य लोके यदा लेलायते ह्यर्चिः समिद्धेहव्यवाहने तदाज्यभागावन्तरेण आहुतिः प्रतिपादयेत् कस्य यस्याग्निहोत्रम् अदर्शमपौर्णमासम् अचातुर्मास्यम् अनाग्रयणम् अतिथिवर्जितम् च अहुतमवैश्वदेवम् अविधिनाहुतम् आसप्तमाम् तस्य लोकान् हि नस्ति काली कराली च मनोजवा च सुलोहिताया सुधूम्रवर्णा स्फुलिङ्गिनी विश्वरुचि च देवी लेलायमाना इति सप्तजिह्वाः एतेषु यश्चरते भ्राजमानेषु यथा कालम् चाहुतयो ह्याददायन् तम् नयन्त्येता सूर्यस्य रश्मयो यत्र देवानां पतिरेकोऽधिवासः तम् नयन्त्येता सूर्यस्य रश्मयः यत्र देवानां पतिरेकोऽधिवासः येह्येहीति तमाहुतयः सुवर्चसः सूर्यस्य रश्मिभिर्यजमानं वहन्ति प्रियां वाचम् अभिवदन्त्योर्चयन्त्यः ఏషవః పుణ్య సుకృతో బ్రహ్మలోకః ప్లవాహ్యేతే అదృఢా యజ్ఞ రూపాః అష్టాదశోక్తమవరం యేషు కర్మ ఏతచ్ఛ్రేయో ఏభినందంతి మూఢాః జరా మృత్యుం తే పునరేవాపియంతి అవిద్యాయామంతరే వర్తమానాః స్వయం ధీరా పండితం మన్యమానాః జంఘన్యమానా పరియంతి మూఢాః అంధేనైవ నియమానా యథా అంధాః అవిద్యాయాం బహుధా వర్తమానాః అయం కృతార్థా ఇత్యభిమన్యంతి బాలాః యత్కర్మినో న ప్రవేదయంతి రాగాత్ తేనాతురాక్షిణ లోకాశ్చ వంతే ఇష్టాపూర్తం మన్యమానా వరిష్టం నాన్యచ్ఛ్రేయో వేదయంతే ప్రమూఢాః నాకస్య పృష్ఠే తే సుకృతేన భూత్వా ఇమం లోకం హీనతరం వా విశంతి తపశ్రద్ధేయే హి పవసంత్యరణ్యే శాంతా విద్వాంసో భిక్షచర్యాం చరంతః సూర్యద్వారేణ తే వ్రజా ప్రయాంతి యత్రామృతః స పురుషో హ్యవ్యయాత్మా పరీక్ష లోకాన్ కర్మచితాన్ బ్రాహ్మణో నిర్వేదమయా నాస్త్యకృతః కృతేన పరీక్ష లోకాన్ కర్మచితాన్ బ్రాహ్మణో నిర్వేదమాయాత్ నాస్త్యకృతః కృతేన తద్విజ్ఞానార్థం స గురుమేవాభిగచ్చేత్ మిత్పాణి శ్రోత్రియం బ్రహ్మనిష్టం తస్మై స విద్వాన్ ఉపసన్నాయ సమ్యక్ ప్రశాంతచిత్తాయ శమాన్వితాయ ఏనాక్షరం పురుషం వేద సత్యం ప్రోవాచ తాం తత్వతో బ్రహ్మ విద్యాం ఇతి ముండకోపనిషత్తి పదముండకే ద్వితీయ ఖండః. ద్వితీయముండకే ప్రథమఖండః. తదేతత్ సత్యం యథా సుదీప్తాత్ పావకాత్ స్ఫులింగాః సహస్రశః ప్రభవంతే సరూపాః తథాక్షరా వివిధా సౌమ్యభావాః ప్రజాయంతే తత్ర చైవాపియంతి దివ్యో హ్యమూర్తః పురుషః స బాహ్యాభ్యంతరో హ్యజః అప్రాణో హ్యమనా శుభ్రః హ్యక్షరాత్ పరతః పరః ఏతస్మాత్ జాయతే ప్రాణః మనస్సర్వేంద్రియాణి చ ఖం వాయుర్జ్యోతిరాపః పృథివీ విశ్వస్య ధారిణీ అగ్నిర్మూర్ధా చక్షుషీ చంద్ర సూర్యః దిశ శ్రోత్రే వాగ్వృతాశ్చ వేదాః వాయుః ప్రాణో హృదయం విశ్వమస్య పద్భ్యాం పృథివీ హ్యేష సర్వభూతాంతరాత్మా తస్మాదగ్నిః సమిధో యస్య సూర్యః సోమాత్ పర్జన్య ఓషధయః పృథివ్యాం పుమాన్ రేతః సించతి యోషితాయాం బహ్వీ ప్రజా పురుషాత్ సంప్రసూతాః తస్మాదృచః సామయజూగంషి దీక్షాః యజ్ఞాశ్చ సర్వే కృతవో దక్షిణాశ్చ సంవత్సరాశ్చ యజమానశ్చ లోకాః సోమో యత్ర పవతే యత్ర సూర్యః తస్మాచ్చ దేవా బహుధా సంప్రసూతాః సాధ్యా మనుష్యా పశవో వయాంసి ప్రాణాపానో వ్రీహ్యవో తపశ్చ శ్రద్ధా సత్యం బ్రహ్మచర్యం విధిశ్చ సప్త ప్రాణా భవంతి తస్మాత్ సప్తార్చిష సమిధ సప్త హోమాః సప్త ఇమే లోకా ఏషు చరంతి ప్రాణాః గుహాశయా నిహితా సప్త సప్త అత సముద్రా గిరయశ్చ సర్వే అస్మాత్ సంధంతే సింధవ సర్వ రూపాః అతశ్చ సర్వా ఓషధయో రసశ్చ ఏనేష భూతైస్తిష్టతే హ్యంతరాత్మా పురుషయే వేదం విశ్వం కర్మ తపో బ్రహ్మ పరామృతం పురుషయే వేదం విశ్వం కర్మ తపో బ్రహ్మ పరామృతం ఏతద్యో వేద నిహితం గుహాయాం సో విద్యా గ్రంథిం వికిరతీహ సౌమ్య. ఇతి ముండకోపనిషత్తి ద్వితీయ ముండకే ప్రథమ ఖండః. ద్వితీయ ముండహే ముండకే ద్వితీయ ఖండః. ఆవిసన్నిహితం గుహాచరం నామ మహత్పదమత్రైతత్ సమర్పితం ఏజత్ ప్రాణం నిమిషచ్చ యజేతజ్జానథ తసద్వరేణ్యం పరం విజ్ఞానాద్ యద్వరిష్టం ప్రజానాం యదర్చిమద్యదనుభ్యోను చ యస్మిన్ లోకా విహితా లోకినశ్చ తదేతదక్షరం బ్రహ్మ స ప్రాణస్తదు వాంగ్మనః తదేతత్ సత్యం ಸದಮೃತಂ ತದ್ವೇದ್ಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ವಿಧಿ ಧನುಗೃಹೀತ್ವೌಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಹಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಶರಂ ಹ್ಯುಪಾಸಾ ನಿಶಿತಂ ಸಂಧಯೀತ ಆಯಮ್ಯ ತದ್ಭಾವಗತೇನ ಚೇತಸಾ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯಂ ತದೇವಾಕ್ಷರಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ವಿಧಿ ಪ್ರಣವೋ ಧನುಶ್ಶರೋಹ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಲ್ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತೇನ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ಶರವತ್ತನ್ಮಯೋ ಭವೇತ್ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ದ್ಯೌ ಪೃಥಿವೀ ಚಾಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ ಓತಂ ಮನಸ್ಸಹ ಪ್ರಾಣೈಶ್ಚ ಸರ್ವೈಃ ತಮೇವೈಕಂ ಜಾನಥ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅನ್ಯಾವಾಚೋ ವಿಮುಂಚತ ಅತಮೃತಸ್ಯ ಏಷ ಸೇತುಃ ಅರಾ ಇವ ರಥನಾಭೌ ಸಂಹತಾ ಯತ್ರ ನಾಡ್ಯಃ ಸಯೇಷೋಂತಶ್ಚರತೆ ಬಹುಧಾ ಜಾಯಮಾನಃ ಓಂ ಇತ್ಯೇವಂ ಧ್ಯಾಯತ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿವಃ ಪಾರಾಯ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಸ್ತಾತ್ ಯಸ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಮಹಿಮಾ ಭವಿ ದಿವ್ಯೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಪುರೇ ಹೇಷ ವ್ಯೋಮ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಃ ಮನೋಮಯ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಶರೀರ ನೇತ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತೋನ್ನೇ ಹೃದಯಂ ಸನ್ನಿಧಾಯ ತದ್ವಿಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಪರಿಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಧೀರಾಃ ಆನಂದ ರೂಪಮೃತಂ ಯದ್ವಿಭಾತಿ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಹೃದಯ ಗ್ರಂಥಿಃ ಛಿದ್ಯಂತೆ ಸರ್ವ ಸಂಶಯಾಃ ಕ್ಷೀಯಂತೆ ಚಾಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ದೃಷ್ಟೇ ಪರಾವರೇ ಹಿರಣ್ಮಯೇ ಪರೇ ಕೋಶೇ ವಿರಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಕಲಂ ತಚ್ಛುಭ್ರಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಃ ತದ್ಯದಾತ್ಮವಿದೋ ವಿದುಃ ತತ್ರ ಸೂರ್ಯೋ ಭಾತಿ ಚಂದ್ರ ತಾರಕಂ ನೇಮಾ ವಿದ್ಯುತೋ ಭಾಂತಿ ಕುತೋಯಂ ಅಗ್ನಿಃ ತಮೇವ ಭಾಂತಮನುಭಾತಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಭಾಸಾ ಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈ ವೇದಮೃತಂ ಪುರಸ್ತಾದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪಶ್ಚಾದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದಕ್ಷಿಣತಶ್ಚೋತ್ತರೇಣ ಅಧಶ್ಚೋರ್ಧಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಸೃತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈ ವೇದಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮಿದಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ. ಓಕೆ, ತೃತೀಯ ಮುಂಡಕೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಖಂಡ. ದ್ವಾ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಸಯುಜಾ ಸಖಾಯ ಸಮಾನಂ ವೃಕ್ಷಂ ಪರಿಷಸ್ವ ಜಾತೆ ತಯೋರನ್ಯ ಪಿಪ್ಪಲಂ ಸ್ವಾದ್ವತ್ತಿ ಅನಶ್ನನ್ನನ್ಯೋ ಅಭಿಚಾಕಶೀತಿ ಸಮಾನೇ ವೃಕ್ಷೇ ಪುರುಷೋ ನಿಮಗ್ನಃ ಅನೀಶಯಾ ಶೋಚತಿ ಮುಹ್ಯಮಾನಃ ಯುಷ್ಟಂ ಯದಾ ಪಶ್ಯತ್ಯನ್ಯಮೀಶಂ ಅಸ್ಯ ಮಹಿಮಾನಮಿತಿ ವೀತ ಶೋಕಃ ಯದಾ ಪಶ್ಯತೆ ರೂಪವರ್ಣಂ ಕರ್ತಾರಮೀಶಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಯೋನಿಂ ತದಾ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪೇ ವಿಧೋಯ ನಿರಂಜನ ಪರಂ ಸಾಮ್ಯಮುಪೈತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣೋ ಹೇಷಯ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೈರ್ವಿಭಾತಿ ವಿಜಾನನ್ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಭವತೇನಾತಿವಾದಿ ಆತ್ಮಕ್ರೀಡ ಆತ್ಮರತಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಾವಾನ್ ಏಷ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಃ ಸತ್ಯೇನ ಲಭ್ಯಸ್ತಪಸಾ ಹೇಷ ಆತ್ಮ ಸಮ್ಯಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯೇಣ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅಂತಃಶರೀರೇ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಮಯೋ ಹಿ ಶುಭ್ರಃ ಎಂ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತಯಃ ಕ್ಷೀಣ ದೋಷಾಃ ಸತ್ಯಮೇವ ಜಯತೇನಾನೃತಂ ಸತ್ಯೇನ ಪಂಥಾ ವಿತತೋ ದೇವಯಾನಃ ಯೇನಾಕ್ರಮಂತಿ ಋಷಯೋ ಹ್ಯಾಪ್ತ ಕಾಮಾಃ ಯತ್ರ ತತ್ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಂ ನಿಧಾನಂ ಬೃಹಚ್ಚ ತತ್ ದಿವ್ಯಮಚಿಂತ್ಯ ರೂಪಂ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾಚ ತತ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮತರಂ ವಿಭಾತಿ ದೂರಾತ್ ಸುದೂರೇ ತದಿಹಾಂತಿಕೇ ಚ ಪಶ್ಯಂತ್ವಿಹೈವ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ನ ಚಕ್ಷುಷಾ ಗೃಹ್ಯತೆ ನಾಪಿ ವಾಚಾ ನಾನೇ ದೇವಿ ಸಪಸಾ ಕರ್ಮಣಾವಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪ್ರಸಾದೇನ ವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವಃ ತತಸ್ತುತಂ ಪಶ್ಯತೆ ನಿಷ್ಕಲಂ ಧ್ಯಾಯಮಾನಃ ಯೇಷೋನುರಾತ್ಮ ಚೇತಸಾ ವೇದಿತವ್ಯಃ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಪಂಚಧಾ ಸಂವಿವೇಶ ಪ್ರಾಣೈಶ್ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಮೋತಂ ಪ್ರಜಾನಾಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ವಿಶುದ್ಧೇ ವಿಭವತ್ಯೇಷ ಆತ್ಮ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಲೋಕಂ ಮನಸಾ ಸಂವಿಭಾತಿ ವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವ ಕಾಮಯತೆ ಯಾಂಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ತಂ ತಂ ಲೋಕಂ ಜಯತೆ ತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾಃ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ಹ್ಯರ್ಚಯೇತ್ ಭೂತಿ ಕಾಮಃ. ಓಂ ಮುಂಡಕೋಪನಿಷದಿ ತೃತೀಯ ಮುಂಡಕೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಖಂಡ. ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ನೌ. ತೃತೀಯ ಮುಂಡಕೆ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಖಂಡ. ಸವೇದೈತತ್ ಪರಮಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವೇತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಧಾಮ ಯತ್ರ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಭಾತಿ ಶುಭ್ರಂ ಉಪಾಸತೆ ಪುರುಷಂ ಯೇಹ್ಯ ಕಾಮಾಃ ತೇ ಶುಕ್ರಮೇತದತಿವರ್ತಂತಿ ಧೀರಾಃ కామాన్యః కామయతే మన్యమానః సః కామభిర్జాయతే తత్ర తత్ర పర్యాప్త కామస్య కృతాత్మనస్తు ఇహైవ సర్వే ప్రవిలీయంతి కామాః నాయమాత్మా ప్రవచనేన లభ్యః నమేధయాన బహునా శ్రుతేన యమేవైష వృణుతే తేన లభ్యః తస్యైష ఆత్మా వృణుతే తనోం స్వాం నాయమాత్మా బలహీనేన లభ్యః నచ ప్రమాదా తపసో వాప్యలింగాత్ ఏతైరుపాయర్యతతే యస్తు విద్వాన్ తస్యైష ఆత్మా విశతే బ్రహ్మధామ సంప్రాప్యైనం ఋషయో జ్ఞాన తృప్తాః కృతాత్మానో వీతరాగా ప్రశాంతాః తే సర్వగం సర్వతః ప్రాప్య ధీరాః యుక్తాత్మానం సర్వమేవా విశంతి వేదాంత విజ్ఞాన సునిశ్చితార్థాః సన్యాస యోగా యతయ శుద్ధ సత్వాః తే బ్రహ్మ లోకే తు పరాంత కాలే పరామృతాః పరిముచ్యంతి సర్వే. ఇస్ అ స్వరాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ అదర్ ఉపనిషత్. ఓకే, నౌ దట్ సెవెంత్ మంత్ర హ్యావ్ టు డు. గతాః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా గతాః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతిదేవతాసు కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మా పరే వ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీ భవంతి. గతాః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతిదేవతాసు. See, many people are asking to join simply to be in the class, and I will start a separate class for all the newcomers. I'll do the timings after 2-3 days. We'll do the timings, then we can attend those classes. Today, just to be as it's an auspicious day, I want all of you to be here. గతః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతిదేవతాసు కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మా పరే వ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీ భవంతి. గతః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతిదేవతాసు కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మా పరే వ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీ భవంతి. ఓకే, దిస్ ఇస్ ది సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ద్వితీయ ముండక, ద సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది థర్డ్ ముండక, సెవెంత్ మంత్ర. సో హియర్ గతాః కలాః పంచదశ ప్రతిష్ఠా దేవాశ్చ సర్వే ప్రతిదేవతాసు కర్మాణి విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మా పరే వ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీ భవంతి. ఓకే, సో ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర the videha mukti is again further explained. We saw earlier what happens to a jnani. When a person attains jnanam, he becomes jivan muktaha when he is alive. When even a jnani leaves the physical body, when his parabdha gets exhausted, then when a jnani leaves the physical body, his sukshma will resolve for good. Because there's no ajnana, there's no ahankara. As his sukshma resolves, jnani will not assume another body and he will not be born again. His not being born again, having one's sukshma resolved, is said to be videha mukti. So what is videha mukti? That is further explained in this mantra. Okay. See, please understand, only in this Mundakopanishad, it is a specific mantra, presents a beautiful, clear information about the videha mukti. You know, it means the process of videha mukti, when a jnani dies, jnani dies means what? When the jnani leaves the physical body, his mind will resolve for good. His sukshma will resolve for the good. The physical body will get disintegrated like any ajnani's physical body. Then there is no punarjanma for a jnani. And that apunarjanma, that videha mukti, the process of videha mukti is beautifully presented in this mantra. And really, it's something rare information we find in this mantra. Like any ajnani, any other ajnani, a wise person also has anatma, body, mansions, complex. Wise person also has atma, the consciousness. So every individual human being is a combination of both atma and anatma, consciousness and material body, mansions, complex. And what happens here? The body, physical body becomes disintegrated. Then the sukshma shariram becomes resolved. That is said here in this mantra, explained here. See, there is sthula shariram, there is sukshma shariram, and there is atma. So what happens? The anatma aspect of the individual, jnani, anatma aspect of the jnani, will resolve and become one with the anatma aspect of the world. So anatma aspect of the individual jnani will resolve and merge into the samashti anatma prapancha, anatma prapancha, will resolve. And the gross body will get disintegrated and will mix with all the gross elements. So the gross body becomes resolved into the gross universe. Subtle body resolves into subtle universe. Then what happens? Then the karana shariram also, even avidya also merges into antaryamishwaraha. Which means, you can understand, sthula shariram resolves into virat purusha, merges into virat purusha. Sukshma shariram merges into hiranyagarbha. Then karana shariram merges into antaryamishwaraha, it is the jagat. Therefore, the individuality becomes resolved into totality. Means the vyashtihi, the individuality, merges into samashtihi, the total. It is like when one wave merges into one ocean. Exactly like that. It is said here. And the consciousness cannot, need not merge into anything. So consciousness doesn't travel. Consciousness doesn't begin, doesn't end, doesn't change, doesn't travel. Consciousness is of the nature of motionlessness, actionlessness. Therefore, consciousness remains as consciousness. So, the anatma aspect of the individual, anatma part of the individual, consists of many, many components. The anatma aspect of the individual consists of many components. The division of anatma is presented differently in different, the division of anatma is presented differently in different various texts. I mean, all Shastra texts present the division of the anatma in different ways. And we definitely, it is very clearly understood that anatma means always we should remember three bodies. Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karna shariram. These three bodies constitute anatma. Otherwise we can say what? Pancha koshaha. Annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, anandamayaha. You can say anatma can be divided either into five koshas or into three shariram's. Three bodies. So either anatma is divided into five layers of personality or it is divided into three bodies. Anatma is matter anyway. Matter aspect of the individual is anatma. And this is how division is made. Tattva Bodha, we understood this division also in other texts. And there's one special there's one of the 10 major Upanishads is one is Prashna Upanishad. Only in Prashna Upanishad, anatma of the individual, anatma aspect of an individual is divided into 16 components. Please remember, listen to me carefully. In Prashna Upanishad, there's an Upanishad called Prashna Upanishad where anatma aspect of an individual is divided into 16 components, 16 factors. And those 16 factors together, the individual is said to be Shodasha Kala Purushaha. Kala means digit. Kala means part or Kala means digit. Shodasha means 16. So, Shodasha Kala Purushaha means the person of 16 aspects. Shodasha Kala Purushaha means the person of 16 factors. Okay. Now, what are those 16 factors? All those 16 factors together constitute the Sukshma Shariram. Pancha Karmendriyani. Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, one Antahkaranam. Together we say 16 subtle aspects. And so the individual is said to be Shodasha Kala Purushaha, who is endowed with these 16 subtle aspects. And the 6th chapter of Prashnopanishad, there is a mantra in 6th chapter of Prashna Upanishad, which enumerates those 16 aspects. So, we can say, pranaha, pranaha, indriyani, tapaha. Pranaha, indriyani, tapaha, etc. We have 16 aspects. Now, so those 16 aspects, what happened to 16 aspects? Okay, 15 aspects actually. The 15 aspects of the individual merge into their respective samashti. So, panchadasha kalaha, the 15 factors, they merge into their samashti, into the totality. Then only one aspect does not merge. One aspect does not merge. The one aspect does not merge is the name of the jnani. Please remember, the 15 aspects merge into the respective, see, the mind resolves, sense organs resolve, organs of actions resolve, pancha pranas resolve, even physical body becomes resolve, physical body of course resolve, all of them resolve, even tapas goes, everything goes. What does not resolve is only the name of the jnani. The name alone remains in the world. See, the 16 aspects, I'll tell you what are the 16 aspects, okay?
even Sukshma Shariram also consists of 16 aspects. What happens to a Jivan Muktas? What happens to Jivan Mukta when he leaves the physical body? A Jnani leaves the physical body. His physical body also becomes disintegrated like any Adijnani's physical body. And his mind will resolve. His mind and sense organs, organs of actions, pranas, all of them become resolved into Hiranyagarbha Samashti. So the individual subtle aspects will merge into the totality of the subtle aspects. So of 16 aspects, Shankaracharya says, the Jnani's name alone does not go. Jnani's name alone remains in the world. Why? Because the disciples will always be worshipping their teacher. As the teacher is going to be, teacher is remembered by the students and worshipped by the students, the name of the guru will remain in the world. Now, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's name still is here today because he established four mutts. All the disciples of all four mutts still remember him, and through them also his works also are there. So the name of the Jnani remains in the world, but the subtle body becomes resolved into the totality. Everything becomes merged into Bhagavan. The name alone remains. Okay. Now, in this mantra, what does this mantra say? Let us see the mantra now. Panchadashakalaha. Please see the mantra now. Gatah kalah panchadasha pratishtha. See the mantra. Gatah kalah panchadasha pratishtha. So panchadasha kalaha gataha. Panchadasha kalaha gataha. What are panchadasha kalaha? Let us see here. Pranaha. Kham. Vayuhu. Jyotihi. Apaha. I'm going to enumerate now. Please listen. You can make a note of it. Gataha kalaha panchadasha means panchadasha kalaha gataha. 15 aspects become resolved, merge into their respective samashti, total. What are they? Pranaha, kham, vayuhu, jyotihi, apaha, prithivi, indriyam, manaha, annam, viryam, tapaha, shraddha, etc. Okay. So all of them resolve. So now, first of all, let us understand there are five elements in the physical body. There are five elements. Our physical body, nothing but combination of five elements. So, pancha bhutanam, vikara eva physical body. The physical body, nothing but modified form of five elements. Therefore, five elements are there in the body. And then, what are the five elements? The earth aspect is there, water aspect is there, fire aspect. So, prithivi, apaha, agnihi, all these aspects are vayuhu, all these elements are there in the body. Now, when the death happens, the physical body suddenly loses its warmth. The body is no more warm. The body becomes very cold, cold. The dead body, you cannot find the warmth in the 98 4 Fahrenheit, that heat, that warmth won't be there. Completely, the temperature will be zero temperature in the physical body. If you put a thermometer in the, if you put the mouth of the dead body, you can take and see. It won't show any temperature. So the body completely, the temperature it becomes completely lost. Even if one point one fan goes up also, we say we have fever. It becomes less also, then we have to take care. But completely zero temperature will be there in the body. So the body's warmth is completely goes away. So Pratishtha means the respective causes. So the heat of the body joins the fire. The air in the body joins the air element. The water in the body joins the water element. The minerals in the body join the earth element. So Pratishtha means cause. Panchadasha kalaha gataha. Pratishtha means the source. Pratishtha means the source. So all the 15 aspects join their respective sources, their causes. What is the cause here? Pratishtha means the source or cause. Cause implies the total. This samashti, macrocosm, macrocosmic, macrocosm or samashti is meant by the word pratishtha. So panchadasha pratishtha means kalaha gataha. So what it is said here, all of them join their respective causes or the source. See, generally, when you talk about the subtle body, of course, gross physical body is nothing but the elements of the physical. When the body is cremated, or the physical body is cremated, or the physical body is buried, and the elements of the physical body join the respective elements. Similarly, but what happens, Sukshma Shariram? Subtle body consists of, we can say, 16 aspects. 5 Pancha Jnana Indriyani, 5 instruments of knowledge, 5 instruments of actions, 5 physiological functions. Then antahkaranam, you can take it as 1, you can say 16, or you can make it 17 by saying manaha and buddhihi. You can say 16. Antahkaranam, consisting of mind and intellect. So totally 16 aspects. Pancha jnana indriyani, 5 instruments of acknowledge. Pancha karmendriyani, 5 instruments of actions. Then pancha pranaha, 5 physiological, 5 physiological functions. Then antahkaranam, the two, with its 2 aspects as mind and intellect. We can say 17 aspects or 16 aspects. See, all those are functional. As long as there is jnanam, there is, all of them are functional. And they function because they all have their association with their respective devatas. The devata means samashti. The totality of the shakti power is called devata. See, the seeing power in the eye is what? Indriyam. The corresponding total power is what? Devata. So all these 15 aspects, 16 aspects are functional only because they have the grace of their corresponding devata. Corresponding, their corresponding total power. Every individual power is functional because of the grace of the association, grace of the their total power, corresponding total power. Now, what happens? So every individual being can survive only when there is a corresponding total around. I told many times in the class, one wave can never exist by itself. The wave can be there in the world, enjoying the status of being the wave, only if there's a corresponding ocean around, isn't it? A wave alone cannot survive by itself. So every individual power also needs the grace of the devata, its corresponding total power, for it to be functional. So individuality can exist, survive. Individuality is possible only if there is a totality, support of the totality, the blessing of the totality. The totality, when you say totality, the samashtihi is always inclusive of all natural laws. Please remember, samashtihi is inclusive of all natural laws. Therefore, the samashti, which is inclusive of all laws of nature, always depended upon by the vyashti, the individual, in order to be functional, which means the individual being survives depending upon the blessing of the samashti, the totality, which is inclusive of all the laws of nature. And we say the all this totality, the samashtihi, inclusive of all the laws of nature alone, we say what? Bhagavan Ishwaraha. For us, Ishwaraha means samashtihi, the totality inclusive of all the natural laws alone is looked upon as Bhagavan Ishwaraha. And there's so many departments, and each department has its own respective devata. All the devatas together constitute Ishwaraha. So we desperately, choicelessly need the blessing of the devatas. All the devatas will constitute Ishwara. So we need the blessing of Ishwara. We need the blessing of the devatas for what? For every organ to be functional, for the individual to be functional and alive, all the devatas must bless the individual. Okay. And of course, we all must remember, if you do not remember, we have to definitely go back to the Tattvabodha book and we have to understand what is Vyashti Shaktihi and what is Samashti Devata. We must remember that. We must study and understand again. For each and power, for a seeing power is a corresponding Devata. For a hearing power, there is a corresponding Devata. For power of taste, there is a corresponding Devata. For power of touch, there is a corresponding Devata. Even for mind, a corresponding Devata. For every individual aspect, there is corresponding Devata. And so all of them, what happens to these individual powers of the jnani, that is what is said here. When a wise person leaves the physical body, all the aspects of devatas, see, amshaha means an aspect. Devata is a total power and fraction of the power is called amshaha. So all the amshas of devatas, all the fraction powers of devatas will join their respective devatas. Seeing power, the individual seeing power will join its corresponding total power. the individual power of hearing will join the corresponding total power. So each and every, the power of touch will join the total, its corresponding total power. So all the individual powers will, all the individual powers will join the respective total powers. Now we say, now see the next sentence now. Gatah kala panchadasha pratishtha devascha sarve patidevatasu. Devascha sarve patidevatasu. Sarve devascha sarve. Devascha sarve, sarve devahacha pratidevatasu. Then, so all the individual powers that join the respective devatas. Sarve devascha. Sarve devaha means what? Sarve devaha means the aspects of powers. The sarve devaha here implies the respective individual powers. Devata amshas. Devata amshaha means the aspect of the devata, fraction of the devata, the fraction of the total power of devata. All these subtle powers, Surya, join the respective devatas. What are devatas? Suryaha. We know there are many devatas. Suryaha, Chandraha, Varunaha, Agnihi, etc. Devatas are there. So all these devata, sarve devaha, sarve devascha, prati devatasu, devatasu prati, sarve devaha prati devatasu means all the subtle powers join their respective devatas. Okay, all the respective individual powers join their respective devatas. Which means there's no death for anything. Please understand. The physical body becomes disintegrated and joins its respective elements. Then the subtle aspects join the respective devatas, means even those powers do not get destroyed. They become one with the total. Okay. Then what happens? So sarve devaha cha pati devatasu. It means all the powers join, merge into their respective total powers. Okay. Then what happens to next? Karmani vijnanamayascha atma. Karmani, what happens to karmani? What happens to all his, the karmani? So, sanchita karma becomes resolved for good. Agami karma becomes resolved for good. Paradha karma becomes exhausted in this life itself. Therefore, when sanchita karma, jnani sanchita karmani becomes exhausted, becomes resolved for good. Agami karmas also become resolved for good. Only paradha karmas become exhausted in this life itself. So jnani has nil karma in his account. Karmani, what happens to karmas? No more karma. But is it possible for us to become free from karma? No. We will have sanchita karma. We will have agami karma. And we only exhaust paradha karma and go. Ajnani, when ajnani leaves the world, ajnani has only paradha karma exhausted. He is able to leave the physical body because paradha karma becomes exhausted. He has no more paradha karma to survive in the world. So if paradha karma is over, then ajnani leaves the physical body. Ajnani always has these two karma, sanchita karma. Sanchita karma will be there, agami karma will be there. From sanchitam, one portion of paradha he again will have. Whereas a jnani, he exhausts his paradha karma completely and he becomes free from sanchita karma and agami karma also. No, he becomes completely nil account. No more karma in the account of a jnani. Therefore, it is said, so Sarve Devaha Prati Devatasu means all subtle powers resolved, merged into the respective total powers. Then Karmani means the Sanchita Karma becomes resolved for good. Agami Karma becomes resolved for good. Paradha Karma becomes exhausted here in this life itself. The Jnani has no more karma. No more karma. It becomes completely free from the karma. Jnani is free from the bondage of karma. No more karma for him. And you all know the reason. Because Jnani, when he is alive itself, he is free from doership. He is free from enjoyership. Jnani is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, Jnani has no karma. Even when he is alive, he has no karma. And after when he leaves the physical body, the paradha karma is exhausted by his body. And the paradha is over, body also falls. Then subtle aspects join their respective devatas. Okay. Then what happens to the jnani? It's nice it is said here. Vijnanamayascha atma. Pare avyaye sarve yeki bhavanti. Then, vijnanamayascha atma. Please understand, here the word vijnanamayaha atma does not mean intellect. The word vijnanamayaha atma in this mantra means the jiva atma. What is jiva atma? The pure consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense complex is said to be jiva atma. It is like saying, no? We say pot space. What is pot space? Hey, there's no pot space. There's only space. The space obtaining within an enclosure called a pot. The pot cannot divide this space. Pot exists in space. The pot which exists in space, the pot enclosure which enjoys its existence in the indivisible space seems to be enclosing this space. Please remember, listen to example carefully. Very important lesson. The pot enclosure existing in space seems to be enclosing this space, the indivisible space. Is there a pot space? No. But still we call it pot space because the pot space is associated with the pot. The space, the indivisible only space associated with the given pot is said to be pot space. Even though there's no pot space. Similarly here, we say there is pure consciousness. One indivisible, undivided, all-pervasive, only consciousness associated with the individual body, mind, sense, complex is said to be what now? Jiva Atma. Okay? The consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense, enclosure. The pure consciousness, the all-pervasive, one indivisible, undivided consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense, complex enclosure is said to be jiva atma. There's no jiva atma. Just as there's no part space. What is this only space? Similarly, there's no jiva atma. But still we give the name jiva atma because it is obtaining within the body, mind, sense, complex enclosure. And the jiva atma alone is meant by the word here, vijnanamaya atma. So, Vijnanamaya Atma means the consciousness, the pure, undivided, indivisible, only all-pervasive consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense complex is said to be Jiva Atma. In Bhagavad Gita, this consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense complex is said to be Kshetrajna. The knower of the body, mind, sense complex. Okay. And what happens is Jivatma, it is said, Pare Yeki Bhavanti. Look at it, beautiful. Vijnanamayascha Atma, Pare Avyaye, Pare Sarve Yeki Bhavanti. ఏకి భవంతి పరే అవ్యయే ఏకీ భవంతి. ఏకీభవతి మీన్స్ బికమ్స్ వన్ వెన్ ది పాట్ ఈస్ బ్రోకన్. ది పాట్ ఎన్క్లోజర్ ఇస్ బ్రోకన్. ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ వెన్ ది పాట్ ఎన్క్లోజర్ ఇస్ బ్రోకన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు స్పేస్. స్పేస్ ఇస్ యాజ్ దో మర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది టోటల్ స్పేస్. ది స్పేస్ క్యాన్ పాట్ స్పేస్ క్యాన్ నెవర్ మర్జ్ ఇన్ టు ది టోటల్ స్పేస్ because there is no pot space. The enclosure is broken means the space remains as space. The space remaining as space alone is said to be what is looked upon as though the pot space is merging into the total space. As though merging, there is no real merging possible. Similarly here, what happens is the jiva atma, the pure consciousness, the jiva atma pare avyaye ఏకి భవంతి మీన్స్ బికమ్స్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ మర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓన్లీ ఆత్మ. యాజ్ దో ఇట్ మర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు ది పరమాత్మ. ద జీవాత్మ ఇస్ యాజ్ దో మర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు పరమాత్మ. రియలీ దేర్ ఇస్ నో మర్జింగ్ పాసిబుల్. ద జీవాత్మ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ. ద లూసింగ్ ఇట్స్ జీవా స్టేటస్. ది జీవాత్మ without the jiva status remains as only atma paramatma. To be paramatma, what should the jivaatma do? Nothing, because jivaatma cannot even move, because jivaatma is atma, the pure consciousness. Therefore the pure consciousness remains as paramatma. పరే ఏకీభవంతి సర్వే. వాట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, జీవాత్మ బికమ్స్ వన్ విత్ పరమాత్మ మీన్స్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ రియాలిటీ. వై? బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అవ్యయ. ఆత్మ ఇస్ అవ్యయ. ఆత్మ ఈస్ అవ్యయ మీన్స్ that which is not subject to change, the changeless, beginningless, changeless, timeless, endless, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless. The one word avyaya means this much. Avyaya means that which does not undergo any change, which means this pure consciousness which is beginningless, which is endless, which is changeless remains as atma. In fact, this is what happens. Only for Ajnani, the Sukshma does not resolve. It comes back again, assuming another body. Whereas for a Jiva, for a Jnani, it becomes one with Paramatma. Very simple. సో పంచదశ కళా గత ప్రతిష్టా మీన్స్ ఆల్ ది 15 ఆస్పెక్ట్ రిజాల్వ్ ఇన్ ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ టోటల్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ది 5 ఎలిమెంట్స్ జాయిన్ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ బికమ్స్ డిస్ఇంటిగ్రేట్ బికమ్స్ వన్ విత్ ద ఎలిమెంట్స్. ద 15 ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ జాయిన్ ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ సోర్సెస్. ఆల్ కర్మాస్ బికమ్ రిజాల్వ్డ్ హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఆగామి కర్మ, సంచిత కర్మ, పారబ్ధ కర్మ, ఆల్ సంచిత కర్మ బికమ్స్ రిజాల్వ్డ్, ఆగామి కర్మ బికమ్స్ రిజాల్వ్డ్, పారబ్ధ కర్మ బికమ్స్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్. దెన్ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆత్మ, ద ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అలోన్ ఇస్ దర్ దట్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద పాట్ స్పేస్, ద పాట్ ఎన్క్లోజర్ ఇస్ బ్రోకన్, పాట్ స్పేస్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ టోటల్ స్పేస్. సో హియర్ ది ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ of the individual remains as one indivisible, undivided, partless whole paramatma. So ever beginningless, endless, changeless, changeless paramatma, it remains as the atma. Eki bhavanti. This is what happens for a jivan muktaha. Okay, there's no more rebirth. No, assuming another body is not possible. being born again also is not possible for a jnani. The sukshma must be there, only then ajnani can be born. Ajnani, for a jnani, sukshma cannot survive. Once ajnanam is resolved, how long can the mind stay reserved? Mind survive? See, the mind is indestructible. Mind cannot be destroyed at all. As long as ignorance is, mind can survive. Once ignorance is resolved, then mind cannot survive anymore. The mind will resolve. Once the mind resolves, all subtle aspects will resolve. If all subtle aspects resolve, means then no more sukshma shariram, no more mind. The mind is not there. Assuming another body, being born again is not possible. Is it clear? That's what is said here in this mantra. Beautifully it is said. So jivan. So then ajnani goes, what happens to him? That is certainly following a beautiful verse. Mantra comes the next mantra. Let us read. I'll explain again next class. As today is a lot of disturbances because of still Vijayadashmi Utsava still is not over. Until I do Yathasthanam of Devatas, I have to do Yathasthanam, you know. People will be calling and then they will be. I have one more small ceremony I have. Doing Yathasthanam of all the Devatas I have to do. I have set the altar. Until then, there will be calling and disturbances. So bear with the today's disturbances. And next class, we'll have one class in a very quiet setup. Okay. Next beautiful mantra. Yathanadya Sendamana. It's a very beautiful mantra. Please, this is the mantra, I tell you. This is the mantra, the most authentic support to say, no jnani can ever come back. If at all somebody is born again, that he must be a Siddha Purusha, not a jnani. People talk about the rebirth. Oh, again, he is coming back in this form. He is going to reborn again in this world. No, definitely not. Jnani cannot come back. Again, he is coming back means that person cannot be a jnani. He must be a Siddha Purusha. Whoever comes back must be a Siddha Purusha only. If somebody appeared in a human form, again, if he comes back means then that person is not a jnani. He must be a Siddha Purusha. Okay, Siddha Purusha can come back. Siddha Purusha need not be an Ajnani. Siddha Purusha need, Ajnani can be a Siddha Purusha or need not be a Siddha Purusha. But Ajnani, the Siddha Purusha need not be a Jnani. A Siddha Purusha who has a lot of powers he'll be born again. It is possible for him to come back because he's still Ajnanam is there for him. Whereas a Jnani cannot come back at all. Avatara can come, but not a jnani cannot come back. Look at it. What the mantra says. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. I'll redo the mantra 7 and 8 again next class. Let me do the class today. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Tatha vidvan namarupa vimuktaha. Parat param purushamupaiti divyam. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Tatha vidvan namarupad vimuktaha. Tatha vidvan namarupad vimuktaha. Parat param purushamupaiti divyam. Parat param purushamupaiti divyam. Yathanadya syandamana samudre. Astam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. Tatha vidvan namarupa vimuktaha. Parat param purushamupaiti divyam. This mantra also says what happens to a jnani afterwards. To explain the videha mukti, when the jnani leaves the physical body, he does not come back into this world assuming a new body. It means one cannot trace the jnani anymore here in the world. That is beautifully said here with an example of rivers. Rivers means what? All the rivers. What happened rivers? Yatha nadyaha. Just as all the rivers. Samudre syandamanaha. So all the rivers, they float towards the ocean. Then they become one with the ocean. They merge into the ocean. Rivers, many, many rivers flowing towards the ocean. They merge into the ocean. Actually, where do rivers originate from? All the rivers actually originate from the ocean only, because it is the water from the ocean become evaporated in the hot sun, and they go up and in the form get formed in the as clouds. Then they rain again. All the rain water again. How what happens? The all the rivers actually have their origin in the ocean only. So rivers originating from the ocean again finally go back to the ocean. The rivers are possible because the oceans exist. If ocean does not exist at all, then there cannot be something called river. The ocean, existence of ocean alone contributes for the existence of the rivers. Ocean water is very salty, but river water is very sweet. You know, amazing. But the rivers survive only because the oceans exist. No, the oceans are there, and the ocean water must get evaporated, and then they form the clouds and they must flow down. No, the ocean water alone again comes in the form of rains. The rain water alone later on form the rivers, contribute for the formation of even rivers also. So those rivers finally they flow and they merge into the ocean. They go back to the return to the ocean only. How many oceans are there? You can take many, many rivers. So if you take to one ocean, many rivers return to one ocean. Ocean is one, but rivers are many. Similarly, all the individual jivas, actually have their origin in Paramatma. So any individual jiva originating from Paramatma, there's no real origination, to be frank. So jivas who have their origin in Paramatma, they become one with Paramatma. At least rivers have some spatial distance. Between Jivatma and Paramatma, there is no spatial distance at all. Just as there is no distance between spot space and total space, spot space never become distance from the total space. Because because space is ever indivisible. Similarly, Paramatma, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, is one indivisible total whole, partless whole. Therefore, here it is said, so the part space, as though originating from the total space, becomes joins the, merges in the total space, as though it merges. Similarly, here Jivatma becomes one with Paramatma. That is explained here with the example of the river. All the rivers originating, which have their origin in the ocean, they return and merge into the ocean. Similarly here, a jnani also becomes one with Paramatma. That is said here. So yatha nadyaha, just as the rivers, sendamanaha. See, sendate means flows. Sendamanaha means flowing. Sendamanaha singular. Sendamanaha flowing. Sendate, sendete, sendante. Sendamanaha flowing. So yat nadyaha, sendamanaha nadyaha. Just as the rivers which are flowing. What happens? Samudre. Yatha nadya sendamana samudre. Astam gacchanti. Sendamanaha samudre astam gacchanti. Nadyaha sendamanaha nadyaha samudre astam gacchanti. The rivers which are flowing towards the ocean, then they become one with the ocean. Astam gacchanti means what? They become one with the ocean. Once, as long as they're flowing towards the ocean, they have the name as river. The minute the river enters into the ocean, the river means what? The water joins the ocean, then it loses its identity as the river. The name and form river. The form river goes, the name river goes, then what happens? Astam gacchanti means it becomes resolved into the ocean, becomes ocean. See, unknowingly also, rivers are flowing towards the ocean only. Whether there may not be knowledge on the part of the rivers that they are flowing towards the ocean, but they're all flowing towards the ocean only. In the same way, all the individual beings also, whether we know, whether we do not know, we are all becoming one with Paramatma only. So, Vedanta Shastram states very clearly, Paramatma is the only, Paramatma means here, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is said to be Paramatma here. Paramatma means the absolute self. The only self, the absolute self is the self of all the beings. And this Paramatma is the only source of happiness. So whether we know, we do not know. We are of nature of happiness because we are all non-separate from Paramatma. This is the fact. If we know, we are Paramatma. If we do not know, we are Jivatmas. Yes, miserable individuals. If we know the fact that we are Paramatma, then we are safe. If we do not know, we are miserable individual beings. Therefore, even though the Atma is the only source of happiness, as long as there's ignorance on the part of the individual mistakes the external world to be a source of happiness. The individual mistakes the world to be responsible for unhappiness also. In fact, the world is neither the source of happiness, nor is it responsible for unhappiness. The only source of happiness is Atma. And not knowing that Atma being the only source of happiness is the cause of unhappiness. Therefore, Paramatma is the only source of happiness means, it is said here, just as all the rivers are flowing towards the ocean, so also all the individual, all the Jivatmas are flowing towards Paramatma only. Flowing towards means what? We're not flowing actually. We're all searching for Paramatma only. Knowingly, unknowingly, we are all searching for happiness. We are all searching for Paramatma. We do not know we are searching for Paramatma, but we are searching for actually Paramatma only. Our own Swarupam. Therefore, astam gacchanti, yatha nadyaha sindamanaha samudre astam gacchanti. Just as all the rivers flowing towards the ocean, become one with the ocean, losing their identity as river, they're losing the identity as river, the river identity. How? Namarupe vihaya. Namarupe vihaya means what? See, the water which is flowing in the form of a river does not become destroyed. The water flowing in the form of a river does not become destroyed. The water joins the ocean. Then what is destroyed is the form and name. The name river goes, the form river goes. Therefore, namarupe vihaya means leaving their identity, losing their identity as the river, having given up their form and name river identity, then they become one with the ocean. The water continues to be there in the form of an ocean. So the water was always there. Water was there in the form of ocean. Water was there in the form of clouds. Water was in the form of vapor. Water was in the form of rains. Water was in the form of river. Again, water continues to be in the form of, again, in the form of ocean. Nothing happens to water. Only the forms go. The rain form goes, river form goes, cloud form goes, you know, vapor form goes. The forms go, the names change, the forms go, but the water, nothing happens to water. It joins, it becomes, let's assume it is, it becomes one with the ocean. Similarly, here, nothing happens to Jivatma here. There's no real merging possible. Jivatma can never become one with Paramatma. Jivatma is always Paramatma. In ignorance, as though it's away from Paramatma, in Jnanam, it sees it's always one with Paramatma. So, Upanishad makes it very clear here, just as the river, just by giving up the name and form, just by dropping the form and name, you know, dropping the form and name alone is said to be becoming one with the ocean. Okay? Dropping the namarupe vihaya means what? Dropping the form and name alone is said to be becoming one or merger. As long as it had the form and name river, it is an individual river. Once it loses, when it becomes one with the ocean, the name, form goes, name also goes. The rivers, many rivers have different names. Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, you know, Rayan, Thames, all these rivers have different names. But the minute when the river joins the ocean, the form, river form goes, it becomes dropped, the form becomes dropped, name becomes dropped, then so dropping the form and name alone as though merging into the ocean. Similarly here, you know, giving up the wrong identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex alone as though becoming one with Paramatma. Always we're already one with Paramatma only. So namarupe vihaya, similarly here, in the way, tatha vidvan namarupa vimuktaha. Exactly in the same way, vidvan, the jnani, the wise person also. Jnani has been, jnani has always, ajnani is also consciousness essentially. Jnani is also essentially consciousness, pure consciousness only. Essentially, all are consciousness only. So this wise person was always conscious that the jivatma of a wise, the individual jnani also is consciousness. So consciousness never has birth, never has death. Consciousness continues to be there always. Therefore, the wise person, if a wise person has been before birth, he was consciousness. After birth, he has been consciousness. After death also, he continues to be consciousness. then what happens to the wise person? The jnani, in jnanam, what does the wise person lose? In jnanam, because of this jnanam, when the jnani's death happens, the individuality, I am an individual, that notion is caused only because of his identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Because of the enclosure, body, mind, sense complex. When the enclosure, body, mind, sense complex becomes dropped, in jnanam, the jnani drops his, jnani doesn't drop, the nature becomes dropped. The body, mind, sense complex becomes dropped. Then, jnani loses his individuality also. He remains one with Paramatma. So individuality means he has identity. When the person has identity with the body, mind, sense complex, and he can say he belongs to certain varna, he belongs to certain ashrama, he has a kulam, he has a gotram, he's a male person member or a female member, is a brahmana or a kshatriya, whether he is a grihastha, this all the individuality the person has. The minute the person as a jnani, when the jnani's physical body becomes disintegrated, sukshma subtle body also becomes one with the samashti, when all the forms and names become resolved, the jnani does not become one with Paramatma, jnani remains as Paramatma. What is said, I think I need to explain this well properly. Tomorrow, I think I'll be much more free, and all the pujas will be completed this evening. So no more disturbances will be there. Tomorrow, explain these mantras again properly for you tomorrow. Okay. Today, I just want to start the class. I didn't want to miss the class today. So being a very important, special day, I started the classes. So any doubts you have, you must be having lots of doubts. You can come back with the doubts also. I'll explain again tomorrow properly. Okay? And we'll try to complete the text, this Mundaka Upanishad. We can start something new. And before that, I also want to do the complete Bhashyam also for all of you. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Tomorrow's class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So